This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 24 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Craig and Dean.
And this Saturday, Minus 18 is hosting an in-person gaming bonanza for LGBTQIA+ young people and their mates at the brand new Naam Garu Library in Melbourne.
Joining us this morning on the show to tell us all about it is events coordinator at Minus 18, Rose Bassett. Welcome back.
Hello.
We love when you're here to come and join us. Now, first things first, do you have a favourite gaming game you like to play?
Yes, I do. I'm a big Pokemon fan. I've been Pokemon I love Pokemon. It's probably one of my big hyper fixations, I would say. I've been playing that on since the Game Boy Advance when I was 10 or whatever.
So you didn't do it as a card game first?
No, I did. I collected the cards. Yeah. But I never played the game. I just collected them. I had one of those big binder folders all of them stacked up.
It was
obsession for sure.
Well, this is pretty exciting. You know, gaming in-person events. I thought they were a thing of the past. You know what I mean? Doesn't everyone just play games alone at home now?
Yes. So we've actually done a few online experiences as well. So where attendees have joined from their home. But we found that we just really wanted to take it in person. And I think there's something really special about having, you know, that online world and that virtual reality, but bringing it back so that people can connect in person as well and then take it offline later. You know, it's sort of all online later, I should say.
It's good to be online, but offline in person.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait, I have to think about the sentence.
Yes. Don't think too hard. What games are going to be at the event, and do attendees need to bring anything along with them?
Do they need to bring their own games or stuff?
Yeah, great question. So we will have a bit of a combo. So we're saying you can BYO your own, you know, personal device if you'd like, as long as it's portable. So probably don't come with a whole PS4 stacked in the bag, but you never know. We are offering, saying to young people to bring their Switches. If they have a laptop they want to bring, they can bring that, even their phone, but also the old school analog games. So if you have Magic the Gathering or Pokemon trading card game.
Yes.
If you have a board game that you really like, I know everyone loves that Throw the Burrito game, bring it out.
I've never heard of Throw the Burrito game. Because when you say old school games, this is what's funny, right? You say old school games and I'm thinking, great, because I've got the Murder, She Wrote board game at home or the chess cricket one that we had as a kid. I've got all of those, but that's not the kind of old school you're talking about, because we've got to remember, this is Minus 18 we're talking about. Yes. I'm a 45-year-old man. There's a very big difference from an age group perspective. If we do have any young people listening, they'd be like, Murder, She Wrote, what is that?
What is that? I don't know either.
It's a great game, iconic.
But when we're talking about games, if there's something you wanted to play or try or just try your hand at, it's a good opportunity to bring one along.
Absolutely. And also to teach. I think there's something really special about what some of my favourite friendship creation moments are when someone's teaching me a game and then you connect and you kind of have a moment of now I understand how to play and now we're friends and this is great. Yes. And now we're going to keep playing this game and I'm going to beat you next time and this is awesome. So
it's a nice way to establish a friendship and build a connection. And we know, you know, the importance of what that means within our community, especially for young people, which is why we love what Minus 18 do, creating spaces and events for young people to be able to be themselves. Mm. But we also know when it comes to something like gaming, a lot of parents might think it's antisocial and get off your game and talk to someone. But gaming has evolved. It's something very new and different now, which is why having an in-person event, giving a space for people to be able to come and play together is so important.
Absolutely. And at the game, at the event, really gaming is just on my mind. We are bringing some of our own games as well so that anyone that doesn't have a BYO device or a game that they can bring, they can still, get involved. And all the games we're playing are co-op. So we've got things like Mario Kart. We're going to do a big tournament up
on
the big screen.
Oh, yes, that's our favorite.
Absolutely. Get excited. And people can win one of the Blaha sharks. We've got some big ones. So that's the... was like, can I join the tournament so I can win? But no, it's...
No. That's the problem with being in the organisation, isn't it?
I know.
You can't out of that.
Can't win the Sharks, but that's okay.
And I want to stress to all the older people who just got really excited, this is a youth event. It's for youth age 12 to 19 only.
No, don't think they need any more volunteers, do they?
No, this one around. But, you know, we always love when people volunteer at our events, so that's great.
And will there be events like this in the future?
Yeah, we hope so. We're definitely keen to continue to do more gaming events. We have another one coming up in June called Friends and Gaming Bonanza, which is actually going to be bigger. So we're starting with something that's a little bit smaller for this one, and then we're hoping to grow this event just because we find that gaming, it really brings people together. Our attendees love it. And, you know, Minecraft is absolutely massive. And I think there's something very special about, you know, being able to express yourself in an online world can be really affirming and really help to bring out maybe aspects that you're not able to necessarily express in person, or it's a beautiful, companion to your in-person reality as well.
It can be a safe space.
Exactly.
And I think that that's not just for young people, but for anyone in the gaming world, which is so awesome and so exciting. Now, for anyone who can't make gaming, which is this Saturday, it's tomorrow, in fact, for young people, as I said, age 12 to 19, between 4:30 and 6:30. I will stress that you need to register, by the way. You need to register to be a part of it. And you can get all the details. We'll put them up on the Joy Breakfast social media. But if you just head to the Minus 18 website or socials, all the information will be there. But for anyone who can't make it, tell us a bit about the Queeriosity event that's coming up in April.
Yes, this one I'm also really excited about. It's for all those little science queers, which we love. But also, you know, if you're not a science gay like me, then just come anyway to make some pals. But basically, we're heading to the Science Gallery in Melbourne, and we're getting to take over that whole space, which is really amazing. And we have exclusive access to the Not Natural exhibition that's on at the moment there, which is really cool, and sort of takes a bit of a look at the natural world and sort of synthetic, sort of the ideas of synthetic naturalness and those sorts of concepts. And there's a live jellyfish, which honestly, how great is that?
Okay,
I know. I was
really
like,
cool.
Oh my gosh, a live jellyfish. Anyway, but yeah, we're going to have an opportunity for young people to come and make friends. All of our young leaders will be there helping to facilitate different sort of activities. I think we're going to have some science experiments going on live. We're going to have some origami workshops. We're going to have some drag, of course, because you can never have an event without drag.
No.
Obviously, and some DJs. So yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. So if you can't get to the gaming event tomorrow, but you can get to the Queeriosity event in April, please do. Young people, we want to make sure you've got spaces to be seen, elevated and celebrated in whatever form that may be for you. And if you're an adult listening who goes, I know a young person that absolutely this would be brilliant for, the best thing to do is to get them in touch with Minus 18 or send them the details yourself. You can find them all on the Minus 18 socials. Just look in Minus 18 online or Minus 18 Youth on for specific handles.
And the good news is you don't need to bring your jellyfish to the Queeriosity because there'll be one there.
Exactly, I know. You know, all those pet jellyfish in the world, they can stay at home, they can have a sleep in, you know, love a lion, so it's great.
Well, we don't get to have that. We're on Breakfast Radio. But still, Rose, thank you for coming in and joining us this morning and telling us all about gaming and Queeriosity.
Thank you so, so much for having me again. It's been so lovely to be here with you both.
Our pleasure.
We love having you. You're on Joy Brekkie with Craig and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.